Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you might have missed over the weekend. Today, South Williamsport's Little League International Complex is making improvements ahead of this summer's Little League World Series. And a Lackawanna County Commissioner won't dispel rumors that he wants to run the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport. It's Monday, April 27th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off in South Williamsport. When baseball fans from around the globe travel there this summer and next, they'll be met with improvements to the Little League International Complex. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more about the changes.
Planned improvements include a new roof at Lomity Stadium this year and a fan plaza for 2027. Patrick Wilson, Little League president and CEO, says the changes are meant to offer a better experience for fans and players. Wilson became the Little League's leader last year after more than three decades in various roles. He recalled when a team from the Latin America region arrived in Williamsport in the middle of the night.
They could barely keep their eyes open, but they just wanted to look at the stadium. You know, that has carried with me and leaned into our mission going forward for my 30-plus years.
By the time teams arrive in late August, Lomity Stadium will have a new roof and new protective netting around the seating area of the stadium. A brand new, modernized sign will sit atop the area behind home plate. After the tournament in August, the Little League plans to start construction on a fan plaza, which will be located in between the area of the flagship store and pavilion. The plaza will feature seating and shaded areas.
What we're targeting for that area is just more space for families to spread out, maybe grab a hot dog and a soda and sit and eat real quick before they pop back in and watch a game.
This year's World Series tournament is scheduled to start August 19th. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Now we have more news from last week's airport board meeting. Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak refused to dispel rumors on Thursday that he's looking for a new job. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, Chermak wouldn't answer directly when asked whether he wants to run the local airport.
After an airport board meeting, board member and Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak signaled he may apply to become the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport's next executive director. At first, the commissioner only acknowledged the rumors.
That is a rumor.
Asked if he applied, he said,
"Not yet."
He declined to say if he would.
Well, let's put it this way. Everything's on the table at all times, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Asked what would qualify him to run an airport, Chermak said only,
"Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. And I like being a commissioner, so that'd be a tough decision."
The board appointed engineering director Stephen McCoolin as interim executive director last month to temporarily replace Carl Beardsley Jr. Beardsley led the airport to record performances for more than a decade. He took a sabbatical leave for unexplained reasons in November and isn't expected back. The airport has a headhunting firm looking for a replacement and expects to have one by July. Reporting from Pittston Township, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. And now it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarlane joins me to talk in depth about the Rural Health Transformation Program. Here's more.
Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thank you for joining us. Pennsylvania received $193 million this year from the federal government's Rural Health Transformation Program. But state health leaders worry that money won't be enough to fill the financial gaps rural health systems already face. WVIA healthcare reporter Lydia McFarlane has been looking into this for some time now, and she's here to explain what leaders think Pennsylvania needs and what the state is doing with the money it's getting. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here and for all of your work on this topic. So $193 million, that is a big dollar amount. So where is that money right now and what's it going to be used for?
Yeah, absolutely. So that money right now is held up in the state. So it's in Harrisburg, and Harrisburg has submitted an application essentially outlining what it wants to do with all of the money to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in the federal government. So they're waiting on approval, and then they will be able to allocate that money, which it has to be allocated by this fall and spent by next fall.
And this is a small part, relatively, of a much larger amount of money that's going across the country.
So this program is $50 billion to the states over 5 years. So this is just our award for year one. Each state will be up for review essentially every year of the program. So that dollar amount might increase for Pennsylvania next year, might decrease.
And like we just said, this is a national initiative that was part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. But another part of that was changes to Medicaid that are going to take effect in about 2027, right? How do the leaders that you've spoken to feel that these two things combined will impact rural clinics and hospitals?
So those changes to Medicaid, analysis right now says that over 10 years, federal Medicaid spending is going to decrease by about $1 trillion. Mm. So some of my sources were calling this Rural Health Transformation Fund kind of a consolation prize because, you know, the money that states are going to get from the program, while it's going to be a boost to rural health is also going to be disproportionately impacted by the changes to Medicaid. And also hospitals will not really benefit from the program. This is all about innovation and new ways to deliver rural health care. And there's a 15% cap on what providers can receive from the program. So that's hospitals can only receive about 15% of the total award. Tech innovation is a really huge part of this program, but again, not money going towards hospitals, which are going to be hurting from these changes to Medicaid.
So what are some of the financial challenges that rural clinics and hospitals and rural providers are actually facing right now that they could be using this money for?
Yeah, rural health is, you know, really struggling even before these changes to Medicaid, just with the population density. So I did a story a few weeks ago about the lack of labor and delivery units. So a lot of hospitals just aren't, especially rural hospitals, are just not financially stable or profitable. So they're closing specialized service lines. That's before all of the changes. And then a lot of rural health leaders and hospital leaders are nervous about what's going to happen when the Medicaid changes take effect over, you know, the next 10 years.
So we only have a little bit of time left, but what are the leaders that you've spoken to keeping an eye on over the next couple of years?
Yeah, even though they're nervous about the changes to Medicaid, they do see the Rural Health Transformation Program as a huge opportunity for innovation and potentially creating some sustainable projects. So, you know, that's when it comes to innovating tech in hospitals or in, you know, rural areas and strengthening telehealth or, you know, getting mobile health units up and running off the ground, strengthening EMS services. So there's a lot of opportunity with this program, and they're hoping that the programs that they invest in become sustainable and can last past the 5 years of the Rural Health Transformation Program.
Okay, well, Lydia, I'm sure you will also be keeping an eye on things as well, and we look forward to your coverage at WVIA.org. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
All right, one last thing for you today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, April 27th through May 3rd. In 1850 this week, Montour County is just being formed from its neighbor, Columbia County. It's named for a woman known as Madame Montour, an Indian leader. In 1905, the Pennsylvania State Police is created, becoming the first uniformed state police force of its kind in the nation. 1926, PA's oldest operating minor league ballpark, the country's second oldest, opens and hosts its first game in Williamsport. Historic Bowman Field still does so today. In 1992, this is the week riots and fires break out in Los Angeles after the acquittal of police officers who'd been accused of beating an unarmed black man named Rodney King. And in 2011, this is the week U.S. forces kill Osama bin Laden, believed to be the mastermind behind the September 11th terror attacks. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the start of the week? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.